Song unexpectedly. You know, a lot of times we go to the Grand Ole Opry. My greatest dream came true, or one of them, was on February the 28th of 2020, and that's when Jeannie Seeley, my opera sister, walked out after it was my 215th time on the Grand Ole Opry. And I thought I was dreaming when she walked out and she said, "How would you like to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry?" I said, "Are you really? Are you kidding?" And I said, "Are you serious?" She said, "Yes." Anyway, and this is a lot of historic things around that, because it was 2020, you know, at the very end of February, so everything kind of closed down, and I waited 343 days over to February 6th of 2021 before I was actually inducted, but it didn't matter. That was my greatest dream, and I was just waiting for that. So, so thrilled. But we get to be there on these special occasions. We were there on the 60th anniversary, Opry anniversary of Loretta Lynn. And that's when I was picking a song. This is when I kind of found out the correlation between Zach being born in the year 2000. And so I was gonna sing this song. They say to have her hair done, Liz flies all the way to France. And Jackie's seen in a discotheque. Zach said, "What's a discotheque?" Who's Liz and who's Jackie? Who knows who's Liz and Jackie? Just to tell you guys, they know what it is. They know. No idea. Rickrack. My mother used to sew. Who knows what rickrack? Most of the men are like, "I don't know what rickrack is." And so I started saying that on our show.
That's what
and
we call a lot of Zach's friends.
What's that?
Riffraff.
That's well, no, not quite the same thing.
Oh.
I was talking about it at the shows, and my mother's mail, I got this envelope in the mail. It's like, I said, "That's from my mom." She goes, "Here's a package of rickrack so you can show Zach." We've got some of that now. But anyway, we were there. This is the, it was the birthday of Dolly Parton a couple of years ago, and they asked everybody to sing Dolly Parton songs. And I said, "You know what, I recorded Jolene, and I will sing Jolene." And they said, "No, you won't." because someone else was doing that. So I searched and searched. It's like, what song are we going to do? What Dolly songs are we going to do? What do I know? Because Jolene was a song we always did. And so I thought about this song, called her office, and I said, has anyone ever done a bluegrass version of this? And they said, we don't think so. So on this new album, Destinations of Fun Places, we think this is the very first ever bluegrass version of this song. See why you like it done bluegrass style.